wonderful. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is a mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He's a great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is he. Bow down before him, love and adore him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to each and everyone this morning. It's a brisk morning out there. It makes you walk a little bit faster and so forth, and that's great. And so I say good morning to you people that are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you are. You know, Psalmist speaks about that, and it's great. He says that, God, you have fearfully and wonderfully made me. And you people are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And if you would look that up sometime and get some meaning out of that, you know, even the littlest cell in your body is wonderfully made. And I stand before this great group here this morning that's fearfully and wonderfully made and say, welcome to you, to the house of the Lord, to serve God. Share a couple of verses here out of Psalms 11. It reads like this. In the Lord I put my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, and they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can be righteous do? The Lord is in the holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold the eyelids. Try thy children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain sneers, fire, brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous, Lord, loveth righteous. His contentance does behold the upright. And that's meant for you.
Hymn of worship this morning, we're going to use number 310. Since we don't have a piano player, we're just going to sing one verse and the jury will have her prayer. Let's all stand.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me wholly whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Amen.
And for communion hymn, we're going to use 375, sing the first verse. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told my love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
As we gather around the Lord's table this morning, I'm reading from Mark chapter 14. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take it, this is my body. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. This is the blood of the covenant which is poured out for many, he said to them. I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God. So let's pray.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, as we come to you this time, how thankful we are that we have this time together. We're so thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ looked down through the aisles of time and saw the necessity of having us together around the Lord's table in remembrance, Almighty God, of your great and wonderful love that you demonstrated through Jesus and Jesus' willingness to come from the glories of heaven and come and walk on this earth and go to Calvary's cross and give his life for mankind like us, Heavenly Father. What a love that was extended from you, Heavenly Father. Now, as we partake of these emblems, help us to be reminded that there was a great price paid for our salvation at Calvary. Help us to never take it lightly, but help us always remember the wonderful things that Christ has done for us, and help us to remember the great hope we have. So as we gather around this table, let us examine ourselves. Let us look to you, Heavenly Father, and remember and realize the greatness of your love through Christ Jesus, in whose name we praise you and thank you. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you again for the opportunity you granted us together in your house on the Lord's Day. As we bring back a portion to the day, pray for the gift and the giver and the building thy kingdom. These words we ask in thy name. Amen.
As we probably noticed on the news and then the celebrations of this week of being Veterans Day, and I guess today is appointed Veterans Day also, isn't it? And I wish I had words. I wish I had some way somehow to let our people who have served in the service know that we really appreciate that. But the most I can do is this. If you folks who have been served in the military in some way or another, if you'll stand, we want to give you how many we got here? One, two, who else? Stand up, folks, if you will. Three. All right. Let's give them a good hand. Let us have a sentence prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we really thank you for the men and the women who served in the service, Heavenly Father, that we might have the freedom that we have here this morning to be able to come here and worship our God without being molested in any way. Heavenly Father, we do pray, Heavenly Father, for those who have served, those now, Heavenly Father, that are home and doing work and the other things, and we pray your blessings upon them, Heavenly Father. Help them to always know that we are very grateful for their time, their sacrifice of going and serving this great nation we live in. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, yesterday was Tina's birthday. Tomorrow is Ron's birthday. Did you celebrate them together? Or are you just going to have another good day to celebrate? All right. Happy birthday to you. And Tina says she really did have a good birthday. We're glad of that. glad for the family to be here. We welcome you. We're glad that you come to visit with us today. You come quite often. We appreciate that. Come with Mom and Dad. That's great. Thank you. Bible study, we still got in the bulletin 5 o'clock. We're going to try another 4. 4 o'clock, did you like that? Does that work out all right for you, 4 o'clock? We'll try that, and if it interferes with something else, well, we'll announce it. Right now, we'll try for the next few months. We'll try 4 o'clock, and if it keeps working out, okay. That gives us time to get home. Some of the folks get home around here before it gets dark and so forth. So we'll try for that. 4 o'clock this afternoon, we're still back in the book of Romans chapter 6. We had a real good study last week, and people were really into the study, and hope it was real good. It is a real good subject. Romans is a good book. All right, let's see what else takes place. And okay, so we look around. I'm so sorry to hear that. Is Bergen sick also? Does somebody know? Where's Virginia, you know? Or is it just Kathleen?
Virgil has been sick for a little over a week.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Bergen was in Tulsa.
Oh, okay. All right. But he was sick last week, right? Uh-huh. He was sick last week. And Kathleen is still sick. We just want to pray that she'd get well and get back in here with us. And all right. As we look at our prayer list, we have several. I'm going to run right quickly down through them this morning. Judy Cox, and somebody asked me who Judy Cox was. That is the very close friend of Walter's sister, is Judy Cox, and she's not doing well either, is she? And Kathleen Gaines, and we know we hear from her from time to time, and her age and so forth, and she's just not doing well. Pauline has been missed you the last couple of weeks, and she's here this morning. Thelma Jones down the road, Dudley's mother, we pray that she continue to do well and is safe and be able to stay in her home and things go well for her. And Betty Keating, Michelle Lee, is she still in the hospital?
Yes.
She's still in the hospital. Okay, and so keep her in mind. Evelyn Lyons and Kenny Dreyer, Dale Mudderman, and Geraldine Jones, and Tony Lonhart, he had difficulties, had part of his leg taken off, and last week had to take another part of the leg off. And so, boy, I mean, that is terrible to have to go through something like that. So be in prayer for him and those around him and so forth. I can remember that the colored lady that we ministered to and had a joy of knowing and fellowshipping with for quite a while, and she had to have one leg taken off, and then it wasn't long she had to have another leg taken off, and then she was in the care home, the rest home, and so forth. And Bessie Dallas. And a terrible thing to see, to lose parts of your legs and arms and so forth. And so many service people does that. It's a terrible thing to have to. But isn't it wonderful that God has give ingenuity to people, that has made devices to be able to work arms and legs and stuff. We see so many people with those. That's great that they can do that. Sad that they lose them, but great that there is a way to help them to live a better life there. Where are we at? And Homer Hensley, Vi McMain, and Vi, she just can't get up strength and so forth. And I know there's a lot on her mind. She's thinking about the things she needs to do and so forth, but let's pray for the Holy Spirit to help her to make all those decisions and stuff and be strengthened up. Shirley Hoffman, Richard Uncrutt, and then also Pat McFarland, that comes on, they come once in a while and visit with us at various times, hymn sings in different times, and also on Friday night they used to come in the summertime, they'd come quite often, but Pat's going to be go tomorrow and have surgery on her back. And some of you people that know and have had back surgery and know what that is, and that's very tedious operations and so forth, and a lot of things can happen, good or bad, in that operation. So let's pray for Pat. Things will go well for her. Wayne, I'll say his name wrong, but Gorham, Wayne Gorham. He's a fellow that lives by himself. He's a bachelor man, lives over back here, the other side of Doodle Numb, in a mobile home back there. And he is in a hospital, and he has a lot of heart issues and so forth. So being mindful for them also. Also have here, and I haven't got a report on, Betty Keating and Shirley Hawkinsmith, there?
Betty Kettering, she cannot get up on her feet for 8 weeks because of her hip replacements and her knee replacements.
Okay.
And then Shirley, they have moved her to Cardinal Hill.
Okay.
So she's better, but still, you know, she's got a long way to go.
But we have a lot of needs in people's lives, and we know that God is so good and God at work, and He's worked in people's lives. Here, I look at her, and I say this quite often, I can just look out and see how God works in your lives and so forth, and helps us and strengthens us and so forth, and that's really great. And but yes, there's a lot of people in great needs and so forth, and so the best thing, the one thing that we can all do, and that is pray for them. And there might be other things, but you take that list and so forth. There might be other things you might be able to do. You might be able to stop and pay a visit. You might send them a card. You might give them a call, whatever it might be, that will encourage them and strengthen them. And it's really good when one will visit another and so forth and give them encouragement. It's really health building and so forth. So do that if you can. And again, for our service people, and certainly keep them on your mind day by day, week by week, that serving yet today. And our nation has just went through that big thing of electing different people and so forth to different jobs and such. Just be in prayer that they'll just seek God's help and guidance and guiding this nation in a great and holy way for in honor to Him, certainly, and for the good of all people. People in the care homes, keep them in your minds and so forth. And then each other here in this church, pray for one another. Number one, I'm not saying this in a selfish way, but we ought to be concerned about each and every one, brothers and sisters in Christ, members here of the Porter Christian Church, that we ought to be concerned for one another, the welfare for us, so that we can be able to then to pray and minister to other people that we have on our prayer list. Amen. Let's come to our prayer time.
For him. Prayer song, we're going to use number 87, and Doodlebug will have the prayer. Sing the first verse only. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strongly dim in the light of His glory and grace. The invitation to him be number 331, and this time the choir will bring a special.
My country tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. When my fathers died, land of the pilgrims cried, our fathers died.
I'm in such a habit of saying it, but I really mean it always. I almost said thank you, Kathleen and Squire. But thank you, Kathleen Squire. Put it that way. We sure wish that she was here to be with us and help us. What a blessing you folks are to us. This being Thanksgiving month, I've said we're going to talk about Thanksgiving all week. We talked last week, you know, we ought to thank Thanksgiving. It was the title of last week's message. And hopefully that you got something out of that. So we're going to be talking the rest of this month about Thanksgiving, some aspect of it and so forth. And this morning we have, you know, if you have, I think it's in the bulletin. I never noticed. We want to practice giving thanks. And certainly Thanksgiving is a wonderful, wonderful way to be happy and healthy. It certainly helps us to do that. You know, I chose this verse, and it's a very familiar verse. We use it all the time. First Thessalonians 5:18, and Paul talks about in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Concerning you here, there is an old legend, and it goes like this. It talks about this man who has walked in the darkness of the woods for several days, and he sees on a horizon there this great big enormous barn, red barn, and he goes and gets in there to get out of the cold, out of the woods, out of the darkened woods. As he gets in there, he notices bags piled all around in this enormous barn, and he realizes now that he's in Satan's seed storage barn. And he looks around and he sees all of them labeled, and over here there's a monstrous pile of bags, much larger than any of the other bags, and they're labeled discouragement. And just while he's thinking on that, Satan's master servant comes in, and the man asked him, said, master servant of Satan, why all these bags and why this great big pile of discouragement here, seeds of discouragement? And all these bags had seeds that Satan uses to sow into the hearts of men, of humans. And it was a servant that came back to get a fresh load to go out and sow more of Satan's seeds in the hearts of humans. And the man said, why this big pile here that says discouragement? Oh, the servant said, oh, he said, because they root quickly and they grow rapidly. And the man said, do they grow everywhere? And so this takes the master servant of Satan back a little bit, and he said, in a discouraging way, he says, well, he said, everywhere except for a gracious heart, a heart of gratitude in people. And so what he was saying here is the fact that, hey, thankful people is not going to be experience the seeds of discouragement. And so, true, doctors even tell you, and some of those people that tells you about life will tell you that if you are a thankful person, if you are thankful for the things that are going on around you, and if you express thanksgiving, that certainly you're healthier and happier. And I think that's true. We see discouraged people and they're down and out and they just can't see much good in life and so forth. But we see people who are so very thankful, and you see them that play, their life just demonstrates thankfulness in their life. And they're just happy people and healthy people. And so this morning I want to spend a little time here and share with you, if you will, about practicing giving thanks. I believe we have a group of people here that's very thankful for what God does. But I still think there is room for more. And, you know, Thanksgiving just doesn't come natural. You're not born with Thanksgiving. If you remember when your children were born and you raised them up, they just didn't come with Thanksgiving. It is something that has to be learned. It's something that has to be practiced. It's something that has to be used and used and so forth. The Chronicle writer, 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." And so gives us good reason to be thankful, gives us good reason to practice our thanksgiving. It's not always easy. I find it's not always easy to give thanks, but it's the very thing that we need to do. If we are a people of thanks, you know, it helps us to accomplish things God has for us to, helps us to have a better relationship with God when we are people of thanksgiving. As we practice giving thanks for the things around us, God, we just have a better relationship with God. I find that to be very true. I used to not be a very, very thankful person. I used to think in very different, odd ways than what I think now. But now I know I've become a thankful person, and I'm thankful for all that I have. Thankful for my wife. Thankful for my family. Thank you for my home, and I'm thankful for the health that we have. And every day I'm just constantly being thankful for all those things. And I've found out that life is much better that way. You don't get down and discouraged and carry on with all the down things of life. And so there's disciplines and habits that we have to form to create hearts that are thankful. You probably experienced people that are not thankful. I never will forget. It comes to my mind right now that I never will forget. We used to visit with Mrs. Lee. Mrs. Lee was in the care home up there for a long, long period of time. And we used to go up there about every week and visit with Mrs. Lee. And as you go down the corner there, there's a filling station right there. And we used to get gas there at that filling station. It was always a couple of cents cheaper. But nevertheless, we stopped there about every week and filled up with gas. And it was back then, they didn't have all the credit card things and so forth. So you had to go inside and pay. And not because of the nationality, it was a man and a woman. And it just happened to be Iranians that run the station. But nevertheless, it was a man and a woman. And so I'd go in there and pay for my gas. And they would just look at you and take your money. And they'd never say thank you at all. And one Sunday, I went in there to pay for the gas, and Maxine had to go to the bathroom. And so as she was going through the bathroom, I'm standing there getting to pay my pay. And the lady withheld taking my pay and watched Maxine go through the place. You know, so I thought, well, she thinks she's going to steal something or something. Somewhere. And so I paid her, and she never said thank you, and he never did say thank you. And when we went back to the car, I said, Maxine, we're never going to stop here no more. And, you know, I just wanted to say, thank you for being here to serve me. You know, people not thankful, and people ought to be thankful. But there are people that are so non-thankful, and it's discouraging, isn't it, you know. And I have said that a time or two, and I'm not trying to be obnoxious or whatever. And I've been in had pay somebody at the cash register, and they just fiddle, and they might be on the cell phone, you know. And I'm gonna say thank you. You know, unthankful people, they're just concerned about what they're doing and so forth. So we need to practice thanksgiving, you know. So number one here is, I want to say this morning, we'll share with you, is give thanks requires practice. We need to regularly give thanks for the good things in our lives. I mean, look at yourself. Look how good things are. You only have to take a minute to look to see how bad things could be. But look at how good things are, and you will start becoming a thankful person. When you see something good, when you see something good going on, point it out. You know, when you see something God is doing for you, say, thank you, God. You know, you can do that anytime, anywhere. It doesn't take much energy to do that. And so thank God for it. You know, we complain too much. And there's occasions to complain. But, you know, to practice, you know, we ought to practice looking for the good things as we practice looking for the bad things. If we would look for the good things as much as we look for the bad things, boy, the bad things wouldn't have time to be a part of our life. So when you see good things, give thanks for them. Give thanks in all circumstances. The Apostle Paul here in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, he says, you know, give thanks in all circumstances because that's the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Now, I don't know. I try to sell a Bible class, would try to think, you know, what's going on in the back of their minds and so forth. And I think about what's going on in the back of mind of the Apostle Paul when he writes this. And when he says, give thanks in all circumstances, I think what he is saying, he's looking at himself and he said, you and I, for example, we cannot tell what everything that happens in our life means. Can you? Can you analyze everything that happens in your life and explain why it happened? I think that's why Paul says, give thanks for everything in your life, all circumstances in your life. We can't comprehend all that. We don't understand it, all that. Later on, we may understand a lot of it and so forth, but the Apostle Paul tells us to do that. What we can know, though, is this. I can't understand why that happened. I can't understand why that happened, but I know this. If I'm trusting in God, if I'm trusting in God with my life, and if I'm thankful for what he has done for me, what he's doing for me, what he's going to be doing for me, listen, then God is in there. God is with me, and I can be thankful for whatever that is. And I can know this. I can't understand why this happened. I don't understand why that happened, but I know this. God is in there, and whatever this means, whatever happens here, it's all going to be worked out for good because the scripture says that God works out everything for good for those who love him and call according to his purpose. And I love God, don't you? And so in the circumstances we have, if we're thankful for those things, God's going to work them out so something good's going to come out of them. And so we can know that. No matter what we're going through, you can be sure and give thanks to God. That be thankful that he is there and he sustains us through those things that we don't understand. I don't understand exactly why that happened, but I know that God brought me through it. And then we realize, when we are able to lift our eyes above our circumstances, our own doing, and see the Lord God working in our lives, we ought to pause and give thanks, you know, and give thanks to God for all the good things that we're experiencing in life. A.W. Fraser says this, it takes a pure faith to praise God for unrealized blessings than for those we once enjoyed or for those we're now enjoying. Did you get that? It takes a purer faith for us to realize the blessings that comes from those things that we suffer that we don't understand in this way. And secondly is this, give thanks when things are going well. And you might say, well, now, Benny, you know, when things are going well and so forth. Well, and you might say, well, if we're God's people, shouldn't we just expect things to go well? If God is for us and all things are going to go well for us and so forth, you know, it's certain, you know, I look at those things and God's people, you know, and I say this morning, you know, if we're God's people, we think things ought to go well for us. But let me say to God's people this morning, when things are going well and everything is turning and everything is running right, you know what? We really don't stop and realize what's going on. And we will forget the good things that's happening. Oh, the good things are happening. Life is just running so smooth and so forth. And we get all involved in all that's going and all that's happening, all that's good. We fail to recognize and be thankful for what is good. We kind of just expect that, you know. But we need to be very thankful for what God is doing for us. And James says, you know, all first not forget that all good and perfect gifts comes down from heaven, from the Father of lights, who has no variance. And so he'll bless you with good things. He'll bless you with good things. He'll bless me with good things. He'll bless her with good things. Bless him with good things. We just have to recognize where they come from and be thankful that they come. And so when things is going well, hey, thank God for those well-going things. Take time to do that. And thirdly, you know, do you ever stop and realize how good, how that good can come out of those bad experiences? You know, I don't know why it's happening, don't know why it's happening, and how, and so forth, but the good that can come out of them, if it'll certainly help us to be more thankful if we'll stop and realize. I had I just went through a hardship, and I had a real tough time with that. But, you know, I look back and I see what God has brought me out of that, what a blessing that has been for me. I see where God has helped me. God has sustained me. God has helped me to endure those things. And it's wonderful. And so I have to pause and stop and give thanks to that. Whatever that was, it no doubt give way to a blessing that you received. And if you'll stop to think about that, don't do it now, but take time when you get to. Take time to look back at some of the things that you went through that you thought was kind of hard at the time, that you didn't know what was happening and so forth, and look at them and look at forward a little bit and look how the outcome, and you will see that God has given you a great blessing out of that. He has helped you, He has done and so forth for you. So give thanks for that. You know, if we would practice giving thanks and be more thankful for the trials that we go through, it would help us to be more thankful during the struggles that we go through. You know, I get caught in the middle of a thing I'm struggling with, and I have to say, God, I don't know about it. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where this come from, what's going on, but I'm thankful you're in the middle of it with me, and I know it's going to work out good. I know you've got a good answer. You've got something good for me out of it. And so I thank you for it. And you know, it's kind of hard to give thanks for some of the things that comes in your life, you know. I could name dozens of things that would come in your life that you just say, man, I'm not too thankful for that. But you know, when you stop to think about it, if you're loving God and serving God and Jesus is your Lord and these things happen, you need to know it's going to work out. There's going to be a happy ending of it. And we just give thanks for it. We practice giving thanks. And friend, you go through a lot of struggles in life. You can ask some of these people who are of some age. They've had some struggles in life. Go through struggles. But the thankful thing is we have a God that helps us through those struggles. You know, I like what Daniel said. In chapter 6 of the book of Daniel, I think it is. Well, we find Daniel, and it says that Daniel got on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks to God. And it says in the Psalms, David, Psalms 119, 164, in fact, says, David says, I praise you 7 times a day. And so we know what David was doing in his praise. He was giving thanks to God for his goodness upon his life. He outdone Daniel. But you know, without embarrassing you, let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer it out loud. How many times do you stop a day and you just take a pause and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Daniel did it 3 times a day. He made sure he did it 3 times a day. Nothing stopped him. Nothing would stop him. Even the threat of throwing him in the lion's den wasn't going to stop him. He did it. And look what happened. His thanksgiving brought him safely out of the lion's den. That's what I'm saying. If we're thankful for God working in our lives and the issues that we have to deal in life, that we have to go through, if we're thankful, God is going to bring us to Him. That's a sure thing. And matter of fact, I think I can go further than that with the scripture. I can say God has promised that. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. You're seeking God, it's going to work out. You might not understand it today, but tomorrow you'll see the blessing out of it. That's the way God works. Fourthly and lastly is this morning. If we could only understand the power that comes when we practice giving thanks. There is. And did you realize that practicing giving thanks, it makes you happier and healthier? There is a superpower that enables us to see past our experiences. And that's what I say, if we're constantly in tune with God, knowing He's working in our lives and giving Him thanks for it, we are going to be able to see those things that we might experience tomorrow bearing fruit or being victorious over those things. I hear people a lot of times, I dread tomorrow. I know what's coming. Do you really? But if we're really thankful for tomorrow coming, hey, and we give credit to God for blessing, we look to God, Don't worry about tomorrow. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. I don't know. Maxine says it's going to rain. Somebody says it's going to snow tomorrow. I don't know what's going on. I know what I plan to do, but if that don't work out, something else will. This week, a time or two, I had planned a couple of things, and you know, the week worked out better than what I thought it was going to work out. God does that. He just does that. And I'm thankful we've got a God that does that. Works in our lives. Works things out for us. Helps us in the things that we need. You know, empowers us. And it also empowers us. And as we are empowered by our thanksgiving, you know what it does? It empowers others. You know, whatever you do, whatever you say, or whatever, you know, your life just rubs off on somebody else. And I hope your life is a positive life. I hope it's a thankful life. I hope it's a life that people can see God working in your life. I hope it rubs off on your neighbor, upon your family, upon whoever it is. It just happens that way. That's the way it is. You know, there's people that practice giving thanks are enabled to go through the most Herodias, that's it, isn't it? It's a terrible thing. And you know what a Herodias thing? Thank you. I saw you say it. I didn't hear you, but I saw you say it. That's like Nancy said, I saw you see it. I saw you see it. And what's he say? But you're not going to see me saw it. Okay. But Herodias, you know what a Herodias thing is? An audit with the IRS. Yeah. Bad times. And so we go through all those bad times, all those experiences, although God enables us. People practice giving thanks are enabled to go through the most horrendous things of life. You know, some people have the perspective of a dog. They can't eat it to pee on it. And folks, look to the Lord. Do you know, as we practice giving thanks, everything around us changes. Life takes on new meaning. Things just happen for good. You don't know how. It just does. People practicing thanksgiving will receive things that they don't even expect. They will experience things that they never imagined. So I say to you this morning, from this verse, in everything, give thanks. It is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is the will of God for you to be thankful for what you have. And being thankful for what you have will bring more things that you'll be thankful for in the future. Stand and listen. First verse
on the invitation to come. If you're not a thankful person, you might want to dedicate yourself to being more thankful. The great things that God has given you, so that you'll be able to experience more great things of God. Amen.
Why do you wait, dear brother? Oh, why do you tarry so long? Your Savior is waiting to give you a blessing. I'm so